Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes of night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello to our listeners jumping on now in Kansas City at 98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's rock station. Good morning, Alaska, 94.7 KZND, Alaska's rock alternative in beautiful downtown Anchorage, and our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Tennessee. Our question today, looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Shaggy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So what did you realize was a bad idea there, Shaggy?
Well, me and my buddies, we had a thing where we'd go out when it's really late at night. We'd go down this really big, huge hill. Buddy was on rollerblades. Another buddy was on his skateboard, and I'd be on my longboard, right?
Okay.
Well, it was a busy street during the day. We hadn't been able to hang out for a while, and we were really itching to do some board study of blading. We ended up having to hop and head back home pretty soon after going down that hill during the day because, well, I ended up getting my hand ran over by a older Ford.
An older Ford? Is that what you said?
Yeah, an older Ford.
All right. Okay.
You got your hand run over?
Yeah. So I'm riding on the longboard. We're on the sidewalk. It's an empty street. It's a pretty long hill. So we're pretty confident, but we really never rode on the sidewalk because we always rode on the night. Ended up being a really, really trashed sidewalk. Ended up hitting like the ledge of the sidewalk that's come up out of the ground, like a root or something. And I went off my board, and my hand landed just enough into this with some of my body, but just enough that my hand got ran over.
What is it? Did it hurt? I mean, does that hurt to get your hand?
Did you just ask that question?
Yeah, because I mean, like you would think. I don't know.
No, what do you think? I want to know. What would you? I would think it would hurt like a mother.
I don't know. Maybe you just pick because it's flat, right? So there's no impact, but you are
except
getting
the car running over.
But it's going over really fast, probably.
But it weighs a lot.
It does, and I'm wondering over that split second.
Man, I got stung by a bee. It's like a billionth of a second, and guess what? It sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, it freaking hurt.
I don't know.
It was fast.
I'm not sure.
So did it hurt, man?
Yeah, it hurt. And it's exactly like mm-hmm. that. It's basically like a bee sting with the second it happens. It's still there.
Okay.
But, like, it didn't. He was going so fast that it didn't break anything. I just got this huge gash, and I was bleeding a lot.
Okay.
I just looked at my buddies, looked at them, and they were like, dude, we need to get you to a doctor and home and either one now. I'm like, well, first we're going to take care of this. I literally looked around and looked for, like, any sign of her apparent owning area around that where we were. I ended up seeing a house with a bunch of play toys in the yard and things. And so I was there. They have kids. They can help me.
Yeah,
I look. They have kids. Well, you can only think that to a certain age.
We're
going to
put you on hold. And Cooper, you're going to tell them to get a new phone, right? We'll get them a deal. We know people.
You know, to be fair, if you go by the name Shaggy, all right, so he moved at about the speed I expected him to go.
Yeah.
His name's Shaggy. You know, the story takes place on a longboard. I'm like, brother's fine. This is just how it is. I'm sure his phone was fine. I think he physically is cutting in and out Between Shaggy's reality and ours.
Yeah, his pacing was right on what Shaggy should be.
That's exactly it. And I was like, yeah, this is, dude's name is Shaggy. That's like, you got a little patience.
It wasn't like we were talking to, I don't know, you know, a William.
Yeah.
Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, so if your name's William, don't suck. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are y'all doing?
Oh, lovely.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, this is John from Austin, Texas. I met Ted before at one of the events. Anywho.
What's up, John?
My story. What's that?
I said, what's up, John?
Not a lot, dude, man. It's been a while. I just got back up here, man, in the city.
How hot is it in Austin, Texas?
Excuse me?
How hot is it in Austin, Texas?
Oh, my God. It's triple digits. We hang out down at the river in San Marcos where all the college girls are. Or two down there, man. Don's Fish Camp, dude, man. It's a place.
Do you go swimming in Deep Eddy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to work over right by there. Okay. And Barton Springs. Dude, man. Yeah, ACL's coming up.
So. You're coming to college girls coming back. All right, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to Pain in the Grass. I'll see you guys there, man.
Oh, nice. Okay, very good.
Okay, so I used to live in Boise, and I used to have a dirt bike, a Honda, and I was out riding and stuff, and, you know, I made it back. Well, that night was a Tesla concert, and I was like, man, my bike's in the back. I don't really want to deal with, you know, taking it out, lying around, all that, but it was locked up, so I said, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to leave it in there. So I go to the show. We go. Shoot, I forget. I think there used to be this place called Dino's afterwards. They used to have these derailers, man, like four people with big straws. Anyway, I had just moved, and I was going, you know, to the wrong place, and I'm going down this hill, and just as I realized it, I start to put on my brakes, and it's flat, and I look to the side, and guess what's in the air next to me?
What's that?
My motorcycle. I freaking blew my rear tire out on the handlebars. I had to rebuild that front end. So anyway, luckily there was a gas station right there. So I pull in and I try to get the lock in. And I said, screw it, man, police, you know, the cops are going to show up. So I leave it. I take off. So some guy picks me up. I wake up at home. Of course, the ex is pissed off as hell. He's like, where's your other shoe? I was like, I don't know, man. I lost one of my shoes the whole nine yards, dude. It was a good one. So, anywho, I get out the phone book. I find another gas station. I call him up. He says, yeah, I've been waiting for you to call. I've heard that more than once, though. I just had one reason when I had to pull up Uber and find out where I left my freaking car. Anywho, so, I find the number, I make it down there, and they had the tow truck, so they lifted it up, they changed my tire, you know, they were good guys, the whole nine yards. So I was able to get my bike, make it back, but yeah, that was a good one.
Whatever happened to that wife?
Oh, God, we finally broke up, have kids, that's about it. She's in Texas, Austin.
Nice, wow. Okay, very good.
Does everyone from Texas say the name of the state first?
Yes.
Texas, Austin, Texas, Dallas.
My buddy moved to Austin, and he said, like, we always kind of joked around about Texas people loving Texas.
Yeah.
And how does he phrase it? He's like, it's the only place where I've been where, like, they hype each other on, like, just getting hyped because they're in Texas.
And that's
he's like,
it.
They're in Texas.
How do you do it?
It'd be like wherever you, like, because when you go to other states, right, you might be like, oh, I'm from Seattle. Like, we have lakes, we have this, we have that. But Texas people will sit in Texas and be like, Texas is awesome.
And we're in
like,
Texas.
Like, they hype each other up about it. Like, Texas people love Texas.
I'm from Texas. Austin. It's like Bond, you know?
It is.
Where you from?
It is a California thing.
Texas.
Like, they get
Austin,
it in. They get
Texas.
It in with at least in 10 seconds.
Californians let you know they're from there, but they'll talk about other stuff. Like, Texas people get real hyped.
Yeah, but the difference is it's a negative. It's like, half the time when you hear the California thing, it's from the other end. Like, yeah. Because the tacos are superior. I hear something like, you know, well, I'm from California, so tacos suck everywhere I go. You know what I mean? It's like that. But it's definitely California and Texas within the first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you, though, Texas,
Jersey's
close.
There was a long line.
Philly's another one.
Philly announces Jersey. That when they walk.
Philly is Jersey.
Same difference at that point. But I remember being in a long line at a bathroom. This is in Baltimore, right? It's just a long line. And unfortunately, it's one of these bar bathrooms that has one toilet. So guy goes in, locks the door, does his business, right? And everyone's waiting. It sucks. And there's a dude in front of you. He says, well, I got to go. I'm like, brother, everyone's standing in line. I said, right. That's specifically why we're standing. Like, I mean, let's not make this difficult. You know what I mean? Like, why did you think we're here, bro? That I get it. She's like, yeah, man, I really got to go. I'm like, well, you know, it'll take as long as it takes. About 15 seconds later, I'm from Jersey. I swear to God, that's what he says. And
everyone's
looking at him like, what does that mean? Why does that matter right now, man? I'm from Jersey. So this whole thing, like, we wouldn't do this in Jersey, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, but you're going to wait. It doesn't matter. Like, what would you do in Jersey? What, kick down the door?
Yeah, pee all
over
here.
We don't understand. Why is that important right now?
Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA.
Just an odd thing, man, but true.
It is, right? Off of Jersey.
Okay. Hello, Betsy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Awesome. Well, how are you guys doing today?
We're lovely. How are you, Betsy?
I am lovely. I'm over here in Bellevue, and we can actually see more of the sky today.
Yeah.
Looks like the sky's clearing up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice, actually. It is nice not to breathe in forest fires.
Yeah, but Cass was telling me earlier, people in Beijing look at the Pacific Northwest and go, oh, my God, it looks horrible there.
Because it does.
Well, anyway, my story is kind of an interesting one. I was a sophomore in high school. This is quite a ways away, a long time ago. And I don't know if you remember back in the days of high school, you know, in between classes, you had like 5-10 minutes to get to your next class.
Sure.
And I was a young, not very bright kid. And I don't remember the actual circumstances, but somebody dared me to down as fast as I could a 40-ounce Old English malt liquor.
Game on.
Okay. Game I'm going to turn down.
If you're going to go big or go home, I guess, right?
Right. Okay. I'd never drank before.
Oh, man.
So I had no idea what I was getting into. Now, bear in mind, this is not at a party. This is in between classes in high school.
Did you get it all
and
down?
What?
Did you get it all down?
Most of it, I believe, if I can recall most of it, because it was like a dare, kind of a bet.
Yes, it was.
Sure,
and
sure.
I was tiny. I mean, I was, what, maybe size zero, you know, 100 pounds. So I remember downing it in the bathroom, and my class that I was going to was right across the hall, and I'm like, this is fine. I got this. I don't know what they were worrying about. So I sit in the chair, and it just hit me. All I remember is I'm just going to look at my paper and hold my pencil and pretend I'm writing, but I couldn't hold my pencil. I remember I couldn't sit in the desk. I felt like I was going to slide on the floor. I mean, like everything was moving. And to make things worse, all the kids around me, of course, knew.
Yeah,
they were laughing.
Yeah, it's high school.
Mm-hmm. And then you threw up.
Look, man, I'm sure in retrospect, it might suck. I think it's fantastic. I love that.
Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Telecom bad jokes on the way. The drunk in charge, Ryan Castle, will be in to kick off the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. Our question, looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA.
Hello. Damn it. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, fellas, back in the 80s, when I was about 10, I came across a bunch of old mining stuff. I grew up out in Ravensdale, and this case of dynamite wasn't a full case. It was probably like 4 sticks of dynamite in the bottom of this box. And we thought it'd be a great idea to see if we could detonate it.
Of course you did. You found dynamite.
Yeah, so I figure I took one of those, you know, those 4th of July mortars that got that long fuse on it, cut that fuse off and stuck it into the end of one of the sticks of dynamite and lit it and ran. Nothing happened. Kind of like, what's going on here? My buddy gets, hey, let's put an M80 on top of it. So we tape some, we tape another one of those long fuses to the M80 and set the M80 on top of that and, that did the trick.
Is that right? Now, how big was the explosion?
Well, the little wood building that was back in the shrubs, Thankfully, we're about 100 yards away. Any closer, we'd have probably been in the hospital. So we get home, and of course, the whole valley heard the thing. You know, I mean, everybody's going, what the heck was that? Then my mom and stepdad are you okay? You look a little off. And I'm staring at him because I can't hear nothing. Like, lips are moving, but there's no sound. And I'm finally like, I'm okay. Just walk away. I think they caught on eventually that I had something to do with it.
Sure. What happened to the other sticks of dynamite? Did you just leave them out there?
No, all of it all at once. We were smart enough that I was like, I don't think that looks real safe, like stable. And I come to find out later in life that dynamite, as it ages, the nitroglycerin, back they used to use, it bleeds out. That's the dynamite gets shiny looking because it's moist, but it's actually, that's the nitroglycerin. If you take it and like drop something on it, it'll explode.
Wow.
It's really, really hazardous stuff. I don't know a lot about it, just enough to know that if I come across it again, I won't be fooling around with it.
If you come across, you're not going to come across it again.
Yeah, you're not a kid walking on a railroad tracks like come stand on, by man. Me with your friends anymore. You know what I mean?
Man, how big of a crater did it leave?
You don't know who I am.
Just out tripping.
Wow. You know what, though, man? That's... You found the one thing that, I don't care if you are a little boy, right, in your pyro years, like if you found dynamite, there's no question you're going to find a way to detonate it.
Mm-hmm.
As bad of an idea as it is, let me get that now. But at that age, that's like a wet dream. Like, you found dynamite?
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Carl. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Carl.
And he's gone.
Goodbye, Carl.
See you, Carl.
See you, Carl. Hello, Nora. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this would fall in the category of cooking 101.
All right.
It was back when I was in high school. I decided to make a cake. And it was just a basic cake. So I got the hand mixer out, plugged it in, put the beater bars on. As I was putting the beater bars on, something slipped and I turned it on. My fingers got caught up in the beater bars. The beater bars wrapped around my fingers because I was stupid to plug it in before I put the beater bars on.
How bad did you mangle your hand?
It was pretty bad to where my brother had to go the opposite direction to get my fingers out.
Ah.
And it hurt so bad, and it was cut so deep that it was already healing itself.
But you have to understand, with a name like Nora, it only makes sense that you would injure yourself baking a cake.
You do have the name.
Yeah, like,
so,
I mean, like, there's Nora. Yeah, she hurt herself in a cake baking injury, you know what I mean? Of course you did.
Do you still use...
It's not the only time I've ever hurt myself in the kitchen.
Now, do you still use those kind of hand mixers? And if you do you think about that every single time?
Every single time I put it together, and then I plug it in, and before I plug it in, I make sure it's turned off.
Yeah, it's amazing. All you have to do is have that one experience,
get yourself one of those nice KitchenAid mixers. Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA.
Those things are goddamn expensive.
Dude, I've got one of those things. It was like one of those. My stepfather bakes a lot of bread. He cooks a lot.
He does not straighten.
And his wife,
I see
his wife
cooking, but
he's
not
Italian. He makes bread. His wife bakes all the time. He's like, you got to have this. You have this for the rest of your life. You can use it anytime you want. You can make pasta. You can do all the stuff. You can do that.
Who makes her own pasta?
I've never even plugged it in.
You ever made your own pasta?
I've never plugged it in. Like,
right.
No. Hell no.
You
Why
need
would
that
I do something?
If
like,
you
that,
bake.
Yeah.
People say you need, like,
no,
if you bake, maybe. I don't know anyone who makes their own pasta. I know people that can make their own pasta, and maybe once in the 30 years I've known them, they've done it.
Yeah.
But, like, nobody just makes their own pasta. Like, thanks, Dad. Right. This company, because pasta's so expensive.
I'm drying it in the
basement. That's the thing where I'm
hanging it up
broke.
On rods in the basement. You know what I mean? Like, like pasta.
If somebody makes you a lasagna, I would never think to be like, did you make the noodles?
Are these homemade noodles? Then get this out of here! I mean, come on, man.
I don't think it has that attachment, the big flat, wide one, now that I'm thinking about it. It sounds like this thing sucks.
Yeah, it's not
about
it's
like
it's
cheap
wide
on you,
roll
dude.
That out and cut
it's
it with
super
a,
cheap
cookie
on you.
Oh, yeah, you got you the Essie one.
Yeah. Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA. It looks great, though.
He obviously likes your brother more.
Yeah.
But his can make lasagna noodles.
Probably can.
We all like his brother more. You met him?
Try and meet.
I can't be my brother. My brother's like the perfect human being. Nobody's going
to
be my brother.
Yeah, your brother's. I've seen it, man. He showed it to me. He said you just throw in like ingredients and out comes lasagna. Yeah.
He made us a lasagna. It's delicious. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, fellas.
Hola.
So just a note, you guys were mentioning people living in New Jersey earlier. I grew up in New Jersey.
Where did you grow up?
South Jersey, about 15 minutes outside of Atlantic City, a little town called Lynnwood.
That's South Jersey's beautiful, man. If you get out of Cape May and Atlantic City and Ocean City, that stuff. I mean, Atlantic City is Atlantic City, but
I don't know if I'd say Atlantic City's nice.
Well,
it's not nice,
but everything around it is.
I'll poop nice with things in Atlantic City.
Yeah,
it's changed.
I know, I've heard that, but I bet you're still not nice. So,
better?
Are we right about New Jersey?
I don't know anybody that would willingly admit that they're from New Jersey.
What?
It's a black hole. It really is. I don't know. Maybe it's just the whole thing of like, I grew up there, I spent too much time, and I had to escape.
Have you ever had a better tomato anywhere in your life than the Jersey tomato?
No.
I'll see. Okay.
Admittedly, no.
Have you ever had a better hard roll anywhere than a Jersey hard roll?
No, I cannot get cheesesteaks in Seattle. I know that there are places that'll claim to have them. I can't get them because if they don't get Amarosa rolls.
Yeah,
You can't do
it. I mean, down to the brand.
You got
to
go Gold Belly, man. Just order it from Gold Belly.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get anything.
True. I could try a little bit harder, but you know, when I fly back and get to the Philly airport, I hop out and I'll go to like Atlantic City Sub Shop or you know White House or something in Atlantic City and have something real
and just eat a whole bag of Utz potato chips
and get a prostitute.
Yeah, exactly.
All the things.
Cakes, all.
Anyway, finish it off with pork roll.
Yeah. Oh, I found them at Fred Meyer before.
I know, it's out there.
Yeah. So my story is the first illicit substance I ever consumed was salvia.
That was your first one?
Yes. I was a very inexperienced person. I was, at the time, dating a girl who was much more experienced. She smoked weed nonstop. She lived in Philadelphia. I lived in South Jersey, so I'd visit her on the weekends. And I was like, I'm going to try and play catch up. So I did my research. You know, I got hold of some of the salvia. It was legal at the time, and I think it still is. I don't know. And she helped me prepare, went to her tiny apartment, and, you know, got everything ready and smoked it. And 15 seconds after I, you know, held my breath, I started leaning to the left, and then I don't remember anything until I woke up.
When did you wake up?
I woke up in her place, and it was about an hour later, although I don't know. I have no idea. So this is what she claimed happened. I started flailing everywhere. I knocked over her bong and got bong water all over the place. I started throwing her stuff, and then it really got upsetting for her when I started trying to crawl into the bathroom underneath this, like, folding table that she had that had this completed 1,000-piece lost puzzle.
Oh, did you wreck the puzzle?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Good.
She was so pissed off at me for attempting that, and I think I woke up in the bathroom.
Okay.
And the whole thing, it was the scariest thing in the world to me, because in my hallucinations, like, everything that I ever knew was a joke. Everything that I touched turned into these fractals that flew off into space. And afterwards, I was like, all right, I'm done. Not doing that.
No, I wouldn't want to do that again either. Who would want to repeat that?
Yeah.
Me! Did you get laid that weekend?
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay, well, you know that.
I'm still going to give you some ass.
Exactly. I was like, see, I would have been cut off for a few nights after that.
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, I pissed her off, but she was crazy, so it worked out.
So have you done any drugs since then?
Yeah, but all natural stuff. Like, I grew mushrooms. That was quite a trip.
Okay.
And, you know, I live in Seattle, so weed every once in a blue moon, but
sure.
I'm like 36 now. I can't deal with it as much anymore.
Oh, sure you can. You got to just fight through it. Then you get used to it, man. Cruise control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. says you.
Yeah.
And there's the jersey.
Right.
Says you.
Right back at you.
She was crazy. There's so much meaning in how that
is. You know exactly what it means. Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Ski. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I retired from the Marine Corps a couple years ago, and my first trip to Iraq was during the initial invasion in 2003. And I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a big sandstorm that happened right about that time.
Yes, I do.
So me and my Marines, we bedded down for the night on this old Iraqi airfield. We couldn't go in the dirt because there was a minefield next to us, so we bedded down for the night. Put all of our, you know, circle the wagons, put all our packs and stuff together, set security, and then we quickly realized that if any one of us had to go wander off to take a leak or something, we would never find each other.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Or you might step on a mine.
Yeah, that'd be my thing.
My thing would be the minefield thing. Like, I don't know where this thing starts and ends.
Right. So we ended up marking our position with a couple chem lights, you know, the lights that you snap and they glow. And so we bed down for the night. A couple hours later, about midnight, I wake up to this big Marine Corps helicopter about 5 to 10 feet above us. And in hindsight, marking our position with chem lights that look like a landing zone probably wouldn't have been
the best. Oh, oh my God. A helicopter's going to drop on top of your head?
So we waved them off, you know, frantically, and he got the message, and he landed about 50 feet away from us.
In the middle of a minefield.
Mine, all of our crap. Because the rotor wash blew our packs, blew the helmet off my head, broke my night vision goggle mount. There was crap everywhere.
Scattered.
So, yeah, pretty much the rest of the morning the next day, we were trying to find all our crap. We still didn't find everything.
Well, let me ask you this, though, man, because it's kind of funny, but there's still a minefield on the side of it.
There's still a sandstorm going on.
So
right?
If crap blew into where you think there's mines, do you just let it go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a write-off. You know, I don't need that. I don't need my sleeping bag that bad.
No, right. No, I agree with you. Going to make sure.
Yeah,
well. Yeah, so we never did that again. So,
I can't imagine looking up and seeing a helicopter going to land on my head.
Yeah, but live and learn, I guess, man. I like that.
Oh, man.
Look at the helicopter. Like, okay, it's where I land.
Right, I was just saying. I mean, they had an LZ. Yeah. Like, the guy in the chopper was like, there it is.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How's it going?
Good, Jesse. How are you?
Bless
Thanks
you, Mike.
For asking.
Oh, I'm good.
Well, Mike's sicker than a dog.
Thank you.
But everybody else is pretty good. How's your sister doing?
Oh, get better.
How's your sister?
She's good. She's pregnant.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I know.
How long now? How long, you think it's going to be an ugly baby?
Oh, well, they say that two pretty people make an ugly baby.
So then ugly.
So I am a little worried.
All right, okay. Ugly baby.
Oh, that's very nice. My sister's so proud. I thought you were going to say, so that baby should be drop dead gorgeous.
How's your animals doing all right?
Yeah, my cat. Okay. She's right, cool. She's right. Good.
Tara, is that a euphemism? Because if you guys are talking dirty, I'm all ears.
Oh.
All right, moving on. What do you realize was a bad idea?
It was a bad idea to go through Jack in the Box drive-thru backwards.
Why?
Yeah,
why did you go through it backwards?
So, I'm a senior in high school. I'm not sure soon enough. And it's like a Saturday night. I'm with my best friend, and we're going to go through this drive-thru. And we had probably seen it on a movie or TV. I don't know. And we're like, yeah, let's go through backwards. We're going to be so cool. And so we start going through, and my friend's in the passenger seat, and she gets to order, you know, and we're just laughing. Like, you know, they have no idea. They're going to think it's so funny when we get up to the window.
Yeah, you don't know drive-through people. They don't think anything is funny.
No, they weren't amused because... So some drive-thrus, it's just a straight line. Some have a little bit of a curve. This one wrapped around the entire building. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously my driving skills can't be that great, considering my gender. And
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were going to say your age.
Wow, no,
yeah. You said you're in high school.
Right, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
The whole female population just gets thrown under the bus for no reason.
We did not say that.
I'm sure there's plenty. Like, speak for yourself.
God. That's not for sure. You know, I'm 16. Right. I'm a woman.
Right. I'm dumb like all the other Polish relatives I've
right.
had.
I mean,
what on? So,
I can't draw for S.
What, so did you get stuck?
My unemployed black family. Jesus Christ, man.
I like that you're a poor driver, so you went backwards.
Right.
So did you, right. I know.
Did you wreck the car?
Yeah, solid decision. Yeah, so I'm in the middle of that curve, and all of a sudden, I mean, I'm stuck. My car is, like, sideways. And there is such a long line. You guys been to Jack in the Box on a weekend night? That's, like, Black Friday. I mean, it's, like, it's
insane.
Right. That is the witching hour, my friend.
I was gonna say, it's midnight at
yeah. Jack in the Box. In a drive-thru. Yes. This is. It's almost
at,
like a parade.
At midnight. So I'm stuck. They had to get an employee to come out and, like, try to direct me. It was the most embarrassing thing I've ever been through. And at one point, my wheel gets up onto the curb. I run into one of those concrete blocks, and I kind of, like, dent my car. We finally,
if you just had to drive backwards through drive-thru.
Had to. Yeah, we finally evened out, and we're able to back up all the way to the window. And my friend, of course, because she's going to have to be the one to get the food, she's like, just go. Don't worry about it. But I'm like, man, after all that, you got to get your milkshake, you know?
And did you get your milkshake?
Yeah, we stopped.
All right, good.
Yeah,
is that all you ordered was a milkshake?
Can't believe you threw a whole group of people under the bus because you decided to go through the drive-thru backward.
For a milkshake.
Right.
For a milkshake.
Jesus Christ.
To be a senior in high school.
Yeah.
Still to come, Ted versus the FCC. We got the bad jokes on the way as well, and more of your calls on our question. Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
87-year-old woman was out cutting dandelions with a knife when an employee of the Boys and Girls Club called the police, telling them that the woman refused to leave. She's old, so she can't get around too well, said the employee on the 911 call. Officers arrived and responded to the situation by holding her at gunpoint, shocking her with a taser, and keeping her in jail for hours, according to the Associated Press. The department's police chief defended the officer's actions, claiming that given the situation, this was the least aggressive use of force. But the woman's family says she presented no threat. They claim she simply couldn't understand the officer's demands to drop the knife because she does not speak English. She's now nervous about going outside. She is still repeating the incident over in her mind and telling us she didn't mean for this to happen and apologizing that she didn't want to bring this on us. She is having trouble sleeping, and she is stressed that, according to her great-granddaughter, another relative pointed out that the officers could have handled the encounter without the use of any force. Either way, she is 87 years old.
Well, to be fair, I mean, look, there's two sides. One, I understand she's 87. The cops probably did not need to do all of that. All that said, it doesn't matter what language you speak. If there's a knife in your hand and cops seem, I don't know, uncomfortable around you, just assume, like, I don't know any Japanese. I know no Japanese at all, but I feel like if I had a knife in my hand, right?
And the cops come up to you, drop the knife.
But they seem agitated is the whole thing, you know, right? They seem agitated. They seem kind of aggressive. I don't know what they're saying, but I'm just going to drop the knife. Like, just seems like the thing to do.
Looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Bacon. Welcome to the men's room.
Red Zinfandel and sexy escorts, bitches.
Hola.
How's my voice coming through? Last time I called, I was on the backup device, so
what?
I know it sounded kind of crappy.
What? We can't. What?
Good answer.
Hey, go ahead. We got you.
All right, cool. So my bad idea ended up being was probably the worst makeout story I could possibly think of. So after the local bar closed, I ended up hanging out with this group of Pacific Islanders. I don't know exactly which island.
That's why we say Islanders. Otherwise, we would say it.
Yeah, right?
Right. Isn't that basically what we're saying? They were Asian. They were Latino. They were Pacific Islanders. You know the area. You got a general idea what I'm talking about. Yeah, we get it, man.
Gentlemen, yeah. So this one particular this one particular lady, for name and description purposes, we will just call her Maui. I end up talking to her, and if you see me kind of in person, like if I'm kind of comfortable with you, like I don't mind getting kind of close to you. She apparently had taken quite the liking to me, and basically, long story short, she ends up getting a hold of me to the point where, like, I'm trying to figure out how to get away from her. She keeps, like, she grabs me, she keeps, like, kissing me and, like, trying to get my phone number from her. It will not let me go. Meanwhile, like, her friend is standing next to her, has no idea what to do at this point, because apparently, I don't know, this is not normal behavior for her. And her other six friends, who I'm going to guess, if you put them all on a scale, they'll weigh a metric ton.
Right.
Are all kind of like in the background, just kind of staring at me, not sure what to do. So I'm trying to figure out just how to get out of this situation without getting into a fight with a bunch of other Pacific Islanders.
So what do you do?
What I ended up doing was I just kind of touched, like, yeah, here's my number, hit me later, and then that finally got her to kind of leave me alone.
Okay, so don't make out with Pacific Islanders.
What was the bad idea? Where did that come in?
I guess just going out there, hanging out with them, and just kind of getting, not them in particular, but just kind of
too late, man. Okay. Too late. You made the statement. Right. Okay. Bacon doesn't like Pacific Islanders. You heard it right here.
Note it.
Doesn't trust Pacific Islanders. Doesn't matter the island.
Looking back, what he realized was a bad idea. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Carl. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, my bad idea was actually, it all involved my best friend too at the time. This was about 12 years ago. I'm in my 30s now, but so we decided to follow some cops. We were living in Tacoma at the time. We're going
down. Hold on for 1 minute. We got to do a little station identification.
Hang on there,
thing
Carl.
Real quick, and we'll get right back to you. Our question, looking back, what do you realize was a bad idea? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, Ted versus the FCC. And get those bad jokes ready to go as the Drunken Charge will be in to kick off the bad jokes right before we drink a toast with a shot of the day.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.